Today is World Kidney Day. We have Dr. Charlotte Usafo, consultant nephrologist, Kolebu, to give us some insight on the kidney situation in the country. Welcome, Doc. What is the situation like in Ghana?
Well, thank you for letting us talk on the World Kidney Day. The situation in Ghana is serious in the sense that we are seeing more kidney cases in clinic, at the dialysis unit, on the ward. And if you look at 2 years ago, when the admissions, the number of people who come on admission with kidney disease at the medical block was about 9.5%. Now we are seeing about 15%. So there is an increase in the number of people who are presenting to the hospital with kidney disease.
What are reasons for this?
I beg your pardon?
What are some reasons for this, or the major reasons for this?
Yeah, I think it is because over the past few years, we have been creating awareness of the disease. And because of that, these days, when people see patients with certain symptoms that look like kidney problems, sometimes the patients themselves come. The doctors also refer cases early to us so that we can manage them to prevent them from getting into kidney failure. But we still see lots and lots of cases of kidney failure in the hospital.
Who are at risk? Men, women, children?
We are all at risk. We are all at risk. Kidney disease is no respecter of person.
And what is the treatment? Is it accessible or affordable?
Well, if it is detected early, we can prevent people from getting into progressing into kidney failure. And for people who have hypertension, who have diabetes, they are the people who are at more risk of developing kidney failure. The treatment is available, but it is very expensive. So it is better to prevent yourself from getting the kidney problem rather than waiting until you get kidney failure before you come for treatment.
So what are some simple preventive measures which could be adopted to protect the kidneys?
It's like any other preventive measure that we know about, like decreasing your salt intake, doing regular exercises, eating fruits and vegetables, losing weight. You know, and if you have hypertension, you need to take your tablets. If you are diabetic, you need to take your tablets to control your sugar. If you have high cholesterol, you need to take your tablets to control the cholesterol. If you are smoking, you need to stop smoking. And if you take lots and lots of alcohol and you are in the habit of buying over-the-counter drugs and buying herbal medications and other things that you do not know their side effects, you should stop.
Have you planned any activities, Doc?
Yes, we are doing a screening activity at the press center this morning at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Doc.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Charlotte Usafo, consultant nephrologist, Kolebu, giving us insight on the kidney situation in the country.